So this is what a realistic week in the life of a millionaire looks like. I actually did one of these back in, I think it was like 4 or 5 months ago, and I did it as a test pilot to see what you guys thought of kind of this more boring, slow-paced week in the life. You know, this is definitely not as flashy as my vlog channel. My vlog channel is just there for entertainment purposes. And for me, it was always this uncomfortable thing where, like, I have the vlog channel where I just show the fun highlights.
I'm
sitting
at my house.
Howdy.
How are we?
Justin's gonna get syphilis on his eyes.
But I felt like I couldn't really share truly what I was doing. I mean, even earlier today, I was talking with the team and I was just, you know, going over, hey, what should I share in the update? And I'll be honest, there's still half of the stuff that they were just like, yeah, no, that is so unrelatable and so out of touch that, like, maybe don't mention that. So I guess I'm just still trying to find a balance of, like, sharing more of the business stuff without coming across as, quite frankly, like, out of touch. So yeah, let's give this a try. What you know about hard work? Tell me what you know about M's. When you really come from the ends and the fooling around gotta come to an end. At this point, I need no new friends. All I need is a wifey to keep me warm. Pretty faced girl with beautiful lips. She kinda looked like she was drawn by Sloan. I don't mean to taunt anyone, but we got the label working for us. This deal that I got ain't a normal one. So we actually had Simon Squibb over to the house. Well, let me mention Simon Squibb and his team of 9 people. So that was definitely interesting when they all rocked up. It's funny. I actually told Simon, I said, hey, listen, when you come over, all of the cameras are going to be set up. Entire presentation is going to be done. My team will handle everything. So to be honest, you can just come on your own. But he actually brought the entire team, which was quite cool to kind of meet his operation and see everyone that's involved in making his vision and everything that he's doing come to life. And if you guys haven't seen, he actually just released his book, What's Your Dream? So yeah, thank you so much for the signed copy. I appreciate it. Definitely go check it out. I can tell you Simon is genuinely a sweetheart.
All right, ladies and gents, here's behind the scenes. I don't think anyone's actually ever seen my office.
Okay, well, basically my office is on a separate floor. So it's on the second floor of the house. And my office is not really an office anymore. It's kind of like a recording studio. So we were about to film with Simon Squibb. I'm sure you guys have seen, he does these, like, what are they called? Like blueprint videos?
Yeah, business breakdowns.
Business breakdowns, yeah. And yeah, he asked me to come on some time ago and we're now finally managed to make a time work. I think I had dinner with him and his team exactly a year ago. Very nice guy. Lots of energy. And this time around, I know a lot of people do the whiteboard stuff. I'll be honest, I write like a high school dropout because I am.
I'm officially the 17-year-old high school dropout.
So what I decided to do is I decided to do like a slide presentation. So you can see right here, boom, 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 boom. We have, 100 slides and they're done on these thick A2 boards. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good one. I'm sure you guys will see it on his channel soon, if not already out. So we're gonna do this, and then after this, we are gonna go take him for Sunday night Russian banya. Like, it's experience of fun.
Do you want to explain why you're only doing this now if you had dinner with him last year?
Listen, to be honest, I'm very specific with my collaborations, because, you know, even there was a collaborator who is in Dubai and wanted to film a video, and he has a 4 million audience. And I said, yes, but just not now. Yeah, I think I just see a lot of people, they do collaborations or go on podcasts and they just do it like every week. And I just feel like that kind of loses some of the magic. So I like to go away. I like to learn things, create, refine my worldview. Obviously, the rate at which I learn things and expand my worldview, especially, you know, I mean, every 6 months, the businesses are moving along so quickly and I'm garnering new experience. So yeah, I just felt like now, fresh year, it's the right time to do it. Basically, we're talking about how to build a micro niche personal brand. So whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're an agency owner, whether you're an e-commerce business owner, like, I've given examples for everything, whatever it is you do, how to use a micro niche personal brand. We're not trying to get famous here. Okay. We're trying to get qualified audience that actually buys whatever it is that we offer. So if people already have an existing thing, or if they want a clean slate, you know, maybe they work a corporate job they're not happy with and they just want a clean slate, start online. What is the most profitable way to not only build your micro niche personal brand, but also monetize it? Touching on that, I obviously am trying to respect his watch time and his retention. So I'm keeping this one a little bit more high level. I mean, still very, very specific. I'm still very, very value packed, but a little bit more high level. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do like a super, super boring Loom text-based, heavy text-based free breakdown. So that would be a video on his channel. I'm just going to give it to people for free. In the description, no email, no opt-in, nothing like that. And then apart from that as well, literally just give people a full personal brand thesis. Yeah, I mean, once again, to be honest, this all ties into my goals. I'm very strategic and I plan things out years in advance. My goal in 2022, 2023, and 2024 was basically just to get a huge market share of the 18 to 25 year olds. And I did that. I pushed it as far as I wanted to take it. Now, you know, I also just turned 25. Now I'm looking for the 25 to 35 year olds. And obviously there's a very different way that you have to speak to those people. Yeah, I think people in 25 are going to see a very different side to me that has always been there. I just haven't shown it. Once again, when you're speaking to different people, you have to use different language, different terminology, show different sides to yourself. And creating content that's more technical like this is, first of all, it's stuff I'm really passionate about talking about. You can see it anytime. For example, even on Email Gadget Business, which, by the way, unless you're making $250,000 a year in your business, don't subscribe, please, because it will actually confuse you more than it will help you. I'm being serious. There, I'm speaking to like business owners who are usually making more than $1 million a year, at least $500,000 a year, usually, all the way up to 10, 20, 30, 40, $50 million a year. And once again, the terminology and the aspects of my business that I show is very different to, you know, my main YouTube channel. My main YouTube channel, I'm trying to impact as many people. And obviously, when you impact as many people as possible, you have to slightly water down your message, slightly, you know. And I, by the way, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's in the same way, you know, what has more impact? Think and Grow Rich, or, you know, The Tao of Charlie Munger, for example. You know, those are two books where, you know, a lot of people, The Tao of Charlie Munger for me is a lot more impactful, but that's because I'm in a different stage of my career. Whereas, you know, say something like Think and Grow Rich, that has impacted far more, many, 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 many more tens of millions, even though it's a little bit more surface level than, say, something like a more hardcore tactical business book. So they're both great resources. It's just, obviously, when you're trying to impact more millions of people, you have to homogenize your message a little. So yeah, I hope all that makes sense.
So what happened?
I just learned a load of stuff from Iman, and we had a little bit of an argument, but that's good. You know, people that have intellect can argue with each other without falling out. Exactly. And we come to a conclusion that's good for you, right?
There we go.
Did we come to a conclusion that's good for
you? I think so.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go to the dungeon.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm rushing by anyway.
You're in for four. I love you, Helen and Aiden. I go read my book, mate, and buy it on Amazon. That's my son. Go buy it.
In terms of just business value, do you think Iman came through and exceeded expectations?
You're asking me in front of Iman.
Yeah.
If he provided enough value.
Yeah.
He needs to leave the room. Well, of course he did. Really, to be honest. No, honestly, I'm genuinely saying this. If you don't think Iman knows what he's doing, go watch that video. You'll soon find out that he knows a lot more than you, that's for sure. Unless, of course, you're Elon watching this right now, then you probably know a little bit more than him. But
the only person I can think of that probably knows more.
I always find it so satisfying. Like, you know, having someone compliment me and my abilities is one thing, but when someone compliments your team and your unit, and I get this all the time, like anyone who comes in contact with my team and the level of professionalism that we have, like he was like, listen, I've shot with all of these super successful people. I've never had it before where someone comes, everything is thought of, the transportation is thought of, this thing is thought of, that thing is thought of. They show up, everything is done for me. He's like, the level of care and attention that your team puts into everything you do is so admirable. Well, I also forgot to mention, but we also got a new addition to the house. This is, well, Alex's cat. So I guess I'm kind of the, what am I, the uncle? I'm not a co-owner, right? You can't call me a co-owner. I'm a uncle. Fair? Okay, I'm an uncle. So this is Nala. She came in from Mother Russia. Oop, sorry, Nala. I was never a cat person until Alex brought Nala home when she jumped right off the PJ from Mother Russia. She is the most bougie cat on earth, but she's more like a dog. She loves to hang out. And yeah, oh, I will. I think she wants to go play. Ooh, and she sheds a lot. You got a lint roller? So we ended up recording. He does these deep dives where he'll sit down and I'll speak with someone about a specific topic of expertise. So we actually talked about personal branding and ended up recording for 3 hours. So I'm not sure how long the actual presentation will be once it goes live, but you're going to see a very different tone in our content, minus the vlog content. And that's the other thing you got to remember is like some channels, I'm not trying to provide value, quite frankly.
Hi guys, welcome back to the vlog.
And there's different ways to provide value. Like for example, my vlog channel, for me, if that takes you to a different world, especially because I have vlogs of mine when I'm 15, 16, and my vlogs are not glamorous at all. It's me like building my business and making something of myself of man. And, you know, trying to build the dream life I have. So like, it's cool to have those vlogs online, still online, and then also have vlogs of me living my best life because I've worked hard all these years. And of course, those are the highlights, and you need to understand that my vlog channel, of course, is just the highlights. My life is not like that 99% of the time. But the vlog channel also is we don't do anything specifically for the vlogs. Like, the vlogs is just our life. Of course, it's small snippets of our life. But yeah, all that to say that you're going to see a very different tone with a lot of my content. I'll just tell you quite frankly, I am extremely strategic. One of, I'd say, my superpowers is I don't need to try to make myself appear smarter. I'm very happy to dumb myself down. I mean, maybe some people might think otherwise, but I'm very good at putting my ego to the side and doing what needs to do and understanding that things need to happen in timely order. So, you know, for the past 3 years, I had a very clear goal, which is corner the 18 to 25 year old market. I've done that. And not to say that I'm not creating content for that demographic anymore, but I always knew that there would come a point where, you know, I would start to make older content or maybe more advanced content and go back to that place. And for example, you know, I have the business channel and we've been creating content on there specifically for established successful entrepreneurs, and people have been loving that. But even on the main channel, you guys are going to see a lot more sort of advanced videos. And even with the Simon Squibb, I think he was definitely taken aback by the quality of content that I produced and I came up with. And to be honest, this is stuff I like talking about. You know, even stuff on the business channel or even stuff here, like, it's maybe 30% or 50% of what I'm truly living through. I don't know, maybe one of these days I'll just be so transparent. Obviously, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about as I'm going through it, especially pertaining to other companies. But like, maybe one of these days I'll just tell you exactly like how my life is, because it is just like, yeah, it's genuinely very crazy. It feels like something out of Succession or Billions. Like, it's been intense. It's been very intense, and it's especially accelerated the last sort of 9 to 6 months. But anyways, I'm very excited for you guys to see the Simon Squibb deep dive that's going live. And it was right after that that I went on a ski trip. Now, I ended up going on a ski trip about 3 weeks after my birthday because things have just been so crazy hectic.
Birthday boy, come on. This is round one, so we're starting on something different. It's in the jacket.
In the jacket, yeah.
Ruski Ushanka.
Bro, I thought I was gonna suffocate of gas. I thought this was my way. Damn, bro.
I told you it was round number two, right? Did you give me like a adopted whale or something? Just open the paper real quick and then it'll all make sense.
Oh shit. Bro, this is sick. I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was laying with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. If you could start over your life, would you rather be a musician, an athlete, or an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur, 100%. Because you can be an entrepreneur for 70, 80 years. That's insane. And exponentially, year on year, your income will grow. It's fun for us to know that we are only listen, of course, you know, maybe we can make bad decisions. Maybe we could go the wrong way. But like, you know, God willing, if everything goes right and, you know, we're not idiots, which I think we've proven ourselves to be, have a good head on our shoulders. Statistically, like, entrepreneurs, their income exponentially shoots up past the age of like 45 or 50.
Yeah.
So the stuff just compounds over time because you've always got cash flow coming in, or you should have cash flow coming in, and you know, your investments will just continue to
multiply. The only game you could play for that long. A lot of people like asking how to start a business, and I've tried to help so many people over the years, but I don't know, maybe you realize the same thing, like, these people, sometimes it's not helpful. You can't always help people. You just gotta like show them the way and let them like go figure it out.
No, I agree. I mean, even these days when I have friends of mine or people that I know, even that want help, or they're like, for example, they want to buy one of the programs or one of the software bundles.
Yeah.
Like, I even have had a few situations recently where with the new software stack we released to monetize, like, I had a few people reach out about it, and I feel uncomfortable them paying.
Yeah.
But what I used to do back in the day is I used to give people stuff for free. And I always use it because it's a very marketing term, you know, people who don't pay attention.
It's real, though.
And I always used to think like, okay, cool. Like, I see what nice reframe. I see what you're doing. But genuinely, like, after years and years of experiencing it, like, you give someone your program and you're like, and you know, they're telling you how bad they want it and how bad they want to change their situation, and like, they just don't do it. So now what I get them to do is I just get them to send like 30% of the price to charity. I said, just pick a charity of your choice, but just understand this is your payment.
Yeah,
I don't want it, but you are paying for them.
Yeah, you gotta pay for stuff for it to be valuable. I paid a lot for college though, and that was a waste of money.
I think the last 8 weeks has aged me a further 8 years. I'll just keep it transparent with you guys. I had probably the biggest L I've ever had in my career from a business perspective. You know, without going into specifics, a very big career move that was a very long time in the making. that unfortunately didn't transpire in the way that was initially planned and in the way that was initially, it just didn't transpire. Let me put it that way. And that when I tell you my life sometimes feels like Succession or Billions, it was like, that was what the next 72 hours was like. It was like the craziest chess moves and pulling things. I don't even know how I pulled it off. I took like pretty much the biggest L I've ever had in my career. And I turned that into the biggest W times two. And yeah, the past couple months has honestly just been a roller coaster. And the reason I say all this stuff is because there's still to this day, like a level of stuff that I guess I can't particularly show, or at least not in that moment. But I'm definitely trying to create content that's a lot closer to where I am in my career stage. And I'm sure you guys can tell, I've even had people in the business channel, because on the business channel, I just speak to high level entrepreneurs. Like if you watch the business channel and you make less than 250K a year, it's probably going to confuse you more than it helps you, because you need advice for your career stage, and the advice you get for one career stage a lot of times is completely opposite to the next one. And of course me, I'm always going to be the most passionate about talking about stuff that's closer to what I'm currently living in right now. But just so you guys understand, it was a very strategic decision over the space of the last few years to create content where I dumb myself down. And that's the truth of it. I dumb myself down. That's not to say that it wasn't valuable or wasn't helpful or wasn't my authentic self. It was just a simplified version. And I knew that to corner that 18 to 25 market, that's what it took. Now I'm kind of creating content more for 25 to 35 year olds. And that's not to say that you can't watch the content if you're 18 and get value, or 20 and get value. I'm just saying that in general, I'm focused more on a slightly older crowd these days. And with that comes content that is far more potentially boring, but also a lot more action-packed. I'm sure you guys have seen sort of inklings of that recently with some of my recent content. So yeah, I went on a ski trip with my loved ones. While I was on a ski trip, I actually had a shoot going on for the eyewear business back in London, and I told Amara to film some stuff. So I think I will pass it over to Amara for Amara Cam, so that way she can give you guys a little behind the scenes. And I'm also going to try to do this with more people at more of my companies. One of the things I'm going to be doing this year is actually revealing more of my businesses. Now, my eyewear business, that is one that you guys are aware of. I guess a lot of times you're not aware of how big it is or what goes into it. And they're like, on you guys, you may just see me and think I'm creating content. You don't realize there's all of these businesses and hundreds of employees and these whole ecosystem, all of these things that are going behind the scenes every single day behind, you know, just what you see on YouTube. So I hand it over to Amara and I'll show you what one of our campaigns looks like at one of our D2C brands.
I'm back. It's been a long time since you guys have seen me on Iman's channel, but today is a very, very exciting day. It is our first day of the campaign shoot. We have been working on these glosses for months and months and months and months. And yeah, we wanted to, you know, start the campaign off with a bang. So I'm just super excited for you guys to see the glosses, the content that's gonna come out. I am slightly nervous because obviously if there's any screw ups, it's on me. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. But never forget, there's always a solution to any problems you face. So that's what I keep reminding myself. Anything, any little problems I may have today, it's okay. I will find a solution. Anyways, not going to turn this into a podcast episode. I want to bring you guys along. I want to show you the glosses, show you the process. Super, super excited. Let's head to set and let's face the music. Here we are. All the different styles and super cool detailing. These are actually my personal fave. Look how nice those are. There's so many little differences that you'll notice if you've been rocking the Gadzies. This is a new shape that I absolutely love. Super cool. I have the same in black. Okay, Amara Cam check-in. We are on our third scene of the day. Very cool scene. This is actually my favorite scene out of the whole storyboard. Kind of inspired a little bit by American Psycho. We've had minor hiccups, including the worst rain that we've been getting caught in all morning. However, the show goes on. So we have some of the frames. I'm actually deciding which ones will work best for Casper. But just to show you guys, these are some of my actual favorite ones right now. I want to show you the detail. So cool. I love them. I'm thinking we may put him in these, or we may put him in the OG. Everyone loves the matte black.
2500 plus a couple utilities. Fuck it, I pay it just to keep the tranquility. Fuck it, I love you, I do anything for yourself. Settle down with you, I don't want nobody grilling me.
Marikam, day two. Ooh, it's cold. It's early. Today is our last and final day of shooting for Hills. We have a great, exciting scene this morning with our model, Susie. Super fun. I've been really looking forward to this scene and I really can't wait to see how it plays out. Honestly, I will say that watching yesterday, I was so bossy and like getting so involved in how to direct the models. It was such a satisfying feeling. I was getting a high basically from it. I was getting an absolute high. We ended up wrapping up around 8 p.m. last night. So I got home, showered, and went straight to bed. Today we're doing it all over again. And this afternoon, you guys will be happy to know we are reuniting with the IG, Iman Gadzi, in case you didn't get that. And he is the last model of the day. He also has a great scene. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, I haven't seen him in ages and he seems to be pretty fine about it. However, me, it doesn't slide with me. Guys, so I'm pretty early, Amara Cam. Honestly, my strongest suit of life is my timing. I will never mess up on my timing. But I thought now would be a good time to show you guys the glosses, kind of talk you through the styles, but I don't know where to place you. Okay, I'm gonna have to make do. You guys are going in the closet. Forgive me. Anyways, touched on these yesterday. These are super cool. I absolutely love these. I keep picking them up and be like, these are my favorite, but they're actually all my favorite. Then this one I love too. This is actually a darker gray acetate, but it's very, very subtle. It's not in your face, but it's a slightly off gray acetate. Baby blue lens. And then we have the temples. I think these are so chic and subtle. Like the attention is in the detail and it's very, very subtle. So phenomenal. Then we have the exact same style, clear with a black lens. I say black, I mean, it's a very, very dark gray. You can kind of see it when I hold it against my jacket. Again, same situation with the temple, and we have the acetate tips too. You can't go wrong. Like, these actually suit every single person. It's shocking. Next, I love these. These are a dark green lens, brown acetate. I'm obsessed, I'm telling you. The detail, it is chef's kiss. All right, then we have a baby blue lens. Again, that kind of darky brown acetate. The temple. Now, these style don't actually suit me as much. I mean, they don't look bad because I suit most pairs of glasses, but this style specifically doesn't suit me as well as the other ones do. So I'm not gonna keep it on my face for too long. These absolutely love. These suit me so good. Feels like look who I'm with.
Why do you have two phones?
Because I'm cool like that.
No, but when did that start?
When I started to get hella busy.
What do you use the two phones for?
For things.
How do you separate it?
Like, some work on that phone and some work on this phone.
Wait, so you have two numbers?
No, I just hotspot the other one from this one. Why are you asking so many questions? How do you feel in this setup?
Quite uncomfortable because I have to write.
Oh yeah, Iman doesn't like writing. What do you think of the glosses?
They're insane.
Incredible, right? The attention to detail.
Yeah, well, listen, when you pick them up, they feel like $1,500 glasses. The only thing that's comparable, like Jenny reminds me a lot of Chrome Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I don't think the matte black are...
And they're extremely lightweight, which is controversial because some people think that lightweight means bad quality. Some people think lightweight means good quality.
Yeah, I always prefer lightweight.
The way you were staring at me whilst I was filming myself. Anyways, the show continues. Back to work, Iman Gadzi.
Yeah.
So speaking of eyewear, I thought I would just give you guys an update. You know, in full transparency, it was something that I never really focused on. I never really cared about too much. I started the eyewear business. Initially, I actually started with clothing. Gadgie's been running for 6 years. And initially, it started with clothing. And then eventually, I wanted to make blue light blockers. And we did that 5 years ago. And it's just been a very successful business, you know, especially as of late. In full honesty, it's my smallest business. It makes $2 million a year in profit. When I say a couple, just to clarify, that's not a few, that's a couple. So it's right about $2 million in profit. You gotta remember, previously, we had no ad cost. It was just all organic. I'm sure if any of you guys have been following me, or at least my Instagram, for long enough, you guys have seen us constantly struggle with stock and constantly selling out. Now, all of this culminated with my business partner, Alex Hawkers, who started a company called Hawkers and scaled that to $100 million a year within 3 years, then ended up selling that company. But he's done over $1 billion in e-commerce between his businesses and businesses he's advisors in. And I think Hawkers still has like 100 stores to this day. But yeah, we started talking a couple years ago, and he ended up acquiring 40% of the business. This maybe 6 months ago. And since then, we've been scaling up. We actually just acquired our offices in Madrid. It's getting renovated currently. And we've been aggressively building out the team. So ended up hiring an incredible COO from Munich. She's actually moving to our Madrid offices as we speak. And whenever I'm trying to build a company, I always like to take a top-down approach. And what I mean by that is I always like to hire the key leadership first, and then I trust them to hire below them, rather than a bottom-down approach where I try to hire people and then eventually bring in management later. I just know the power of one good person. Of course, you know, the eyewear business was always something where, you know, it was a decent, you know, profitable business, but it wasn't anything I took seriously. So I had a very lean team. I had no intention of expanding, no intention of physical locations. We're going to be opening up our first physical location by the end of the year, and we're eyeing up London for that one. And that's going to be incredible. And yeah, this year we're aiming anywhere from $8 to $12 million. Who knows? I'll be honest, our biggest issue still now is production. I think because we're constantly pushing what is possible with our collection, I actually get Alex to do a little edit of some of the new collection and some of the detailing that goes into it. It is insane. At this price point, at a $95 price point, these glasses are something that you would get at Chrome Hearts or Jacques Marie-Mage level. Like, these are $1,500 glasses that you're getting for $95. And it's always this funny dynamic between myself and my business partner, Alex, because he's like, we need to make the product better, 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 better. And I'm like, listen, bro, we have these glasses for $95. That, like, I know my friends, right? Like, and I know the people around me. And of course, your friends will always support you and, you know, use your product for a little bit. But like, I have friends of mine that I've given the product to 3 years ago. And some of these people are multi-billionaires. They could buy whatever they want. I have friends of mine, by the way, that own fashion companies worth hundreds of millions. They even produce eyewear themselves, and yet they still wear the G1s. So you just know when you've created an incredible product, and we have created incredible products. And I've had friends of mine that are so wealthy, they could buy whatever they want and not even bat an eyelid. And they're like begging me for some of our products that have sold out. And they're like, please, I can't get my hands on it. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's this funny situation between me and my business partner where he's like, we gotta make the product better. And I'm always like, yes, but our biggest issue has always been and is in the process right now, manufacturing. I mean, even right now, as it currently stands, we're 6 weeks behind because of the complexity that goes into the temples. I mean, you'll see it on the edit. So yeah, that's an update on the eyewear brand. We have our new collections. They're incredible. The new office in Madrid is insane. The location, it's on the best street. It's right next to Four Seasons, Chanel, Hermes. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful location. We're gutting it out right now, renovating it, just making it an incredible space. I'm excited to show you guys. Brought in a superstar COO, and she's been building out the team and expanding the team. And as I said, we should comfortably clear 8 figures this year. Our biggest issue, I know this already, will just be stock because of the complexity that goes into the packaging, the complexity that goes into the level of product we're trying to create at this price point is just, it's insane, to be honest. So I actually ended up finishing my ski trip in Courchevel and had to go back to London. I always have meetings with a few private banks that I work with. In fact, one of the meetings, I told the team about, and they were like, yeah, you cannot put that in. That is like, yeah, that's way too unrelatable. So yeah, I decided not to talk about that. So I had to go back to London, and this is what happens all the time, quite frankly. It'll be me and Alex, or maybe me, Alex, like one or two other people that work at the company, and we'll just be like on this massive jet on our own. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to start bringing some of our clients. We have some private clients that we work with inside of our licensing program. I thought, you know what, let me just start bringing some of them on. You know, these are established business owners. I could talk about business for 15 hours a day. I love talking about stuff that I'm currently going through right now. I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. So yeah, just brought on a few of our AFL clients. You know, we talked business for 90 minutes. It was a nice flight.
Get this. Basically, you can't get it.
It's
it's a Berlin Cuban embassy.
I got it from the Berlin Cuban embassy.
I'm surprised this is still intact. I have a meeting at Arts Club tonight. And I'm sure that somebody in there will freak out.
Yeah, that's what we said. I hope you smoke it with somebody who knows.
Freak out, bro.
Legends. Yeah. Legends.
Such a man.
That's four for me, two for him.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I just got to London. That's about it.
Successful little ski trip.
Good little ski trip. Obviously, whenever we fly, it's usually just me and Alex. So told the team, bring some of our clients on, have a little catch up. And now we will go blast through a bunch of work in London, head back to Dudes.
And go visit the new...
Go visit Alpaca.
Yeah.
There we go.
Luna. Pregnant Luna.
So got back to London, had the meetings I needed to have, stayed a couple of days. And then from there, literally today, we got back to Dubai. When we got back to Dubai, I actually had a package waiting for me, which is one of the companies. I think I did tell you guys, I'm actually just going to reveal each time I do one of these updates, I'll reveal different company that I'm investor in, I own, I'm a co-owner in, whatever it may be. And this is going to be a very long backlog. So one of the companies, to be honest, I actually just totally forgot I invested in. This is like 2 years ago. One of my good friends on Instagram, you may know him as Stad Guy. He has a brand called Pubel.
The more you spend, the more you make.
And I invested in when it first launched. To be honest, I actually totally forgot about it. It's actually like, sometimes I'll receive packages from businesses I've invested in. I'm not joking. I've just genuinely forgot I even invested. For me, my investment thesis is anything that is like pre-seed or seed stage in a business. For me, it's more like a fun side things, and I have received checks or offers to buy my stakes in those companies. But yeah, anything that's pre-seed or seed, like a lot of times I just kind of forget about it.
All right, guys. So today I am going to open a package from a company I invested in 2 years ago. Yeah, I've known Stad Guy for a few years. He is honestly an incredible individual. It's funny. He came out with kind of like came out of character for the first time recently on the Impulsive podcast. Obviously, it's like his friend. It was just funny to watch, and I get it. You know, of course, you have to like, you're coming out for the first time kind of like as yourself. But yeah, I think that podcast got like super good reception. But I can tell you, like, whatever you saw on that podcast, he's about 10 times nicer, 10 times more well-spoken, 10 times more funny, 10 times more everything. You know, all in all, just great guy. And to be honest, I made investments in a lot of different companies. This is always super cool. Like, I always love it when I receive packages from companies I've invested in. So yeah, I thought I would show you it and yeah, talk about it and give you my initial reaction. But one thing I can tell you with a Stad Guy is whatever he does, it will be top tier. The guy is insanely smart. Him and I go back and forth a lot on a lot of different like branding stuff, positioning stuff. Voila. Look at that.
Wow. We even got the tablet.
This is sick. What is very funny is I've got my family office, my attorneys, like there's a few different people that I guess is a bit more of a straightforward deal. Just, you know, friends and family around. But Pubel basically means trash, like in the bin or a variation thereof. So it's just like very funny investing in a company called trash. Well, no, it seems to like it. So that's good.
Do you want to talk about Pubel a bit? If you don't know the Stad Guy brand, it's very difficult to explain.
Yeah, if you don't know the Stad Guy brand, it is quite tricky, I would say, to kind of explain it. This is sterling silver, and basically the way that these work is it's meant to be like modular. So for example, you can see with these links, you could like extend this out further and further. So yeah, I've seen a lot of people, obviously you can make it longer, shorter. I've seen a lot of people, like a lot of girls put on their Perkins.
Yeah.
So it's quite cool. You know, you can have a lot of fun with it. You know, have different combinations and stuff like that. So no, it seems to like it.
Yep, very cool. This can be bracelets, charms for your bag, necklace.
Yeah, people have even done necklaces with it. Just modular, it's cool. So you can just, as I said, get creative with it. Pubel has expanded out into US and they're actually just coming to UAE now. I think it's called UNAS. So yeah, anyways, long story short, we've got friends and family dinner tomorrow. But this is just like close friends and family. So yeah, for those that don't know about it, now you know. For those that are not following Stad Guy, you should be. We've done like little, I think we did one vlog together. And yeah, we've been talking about like doing a joint podcast or potentially doing like a joint, or maybe even just do like the sort of internal pods that we do and then just release some bits from that. But yeah, I can tell you for a fact, he's a very gracious guy, very, very smart. And all in all, the quality of Pubel is incredible, but I'll be honest, from him, I would expect nothing less. So Yeah, it's always cool to receive packages like these. Shout out to Stadguy. If I remember to record anything from the dinner tomorrow, I will. And yeah, leave a comment below of what you want Stadguy and I to do and what you want us to collaborate on. And also, he's been telling me for a year now that we should get my own one made. I just don't know what to do.
Tennis. Did they ever do tennis? Yeah. They got tennis. They already got the alpaca. Yeah. Because it's a... Yeah, Nala would be cool.
He said cigar.
Cigar. Or like a GT3 wing.
Yeah, let's see.
A Rolls Royce. Spirit of Ecstasy.
Let's see.
It's a riding club and they go to Mongolia.
All right, so here with Stadguy, with Iman, best friend, best supporter. Check out his wrist. Just look at his wrist real quick. Look at this.
Voila.
At the Poubelle pop-up, he is one of our investors and biggest supporters. So
this is sick, bro.
Thank you, Iman. Yeah. The light's not doing you justice.
No, yeah.
There we go. That's more like it.
All right, so when are we getting our charm done?
We should do a charm. I was thinking about what charm to do. You said, do you guys have cigars?
We have a cigar charm. The cigar charm is right there. I was thinking orange Mini Cooper.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick.
So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that is about what 1 week looks like. There's a lot that I've missed out and I will continue to get a temperature check on what you guys think of this stuff and get an understanding of how to calibrate. Maybe I talk about less stuff where you're like, that's cool. That does not relate to my situation at all. Or maybe I talk about more stuff that is unrelatable. And you know, you want to hear what it sounds like when I sit with a private bank that wants another $10 million from me and how I talk to them and how I address them and how I make sure that, you know, you're not getting fleeced because you know, the more money you make, they say, you know, the more money, more problems. I can attest to a lot of that stuff. And if you don't know how to carry yourself, you don't know how to handle yourself, everyone will be trying to double dip from your pockets. You know, just give me some feedback in the comments. What do you guys want to see more of? What do you guys want to see less of? Each time I do another business update, I will reveal one or more of my companies. Next company I reveal will be probably one of my other software businesses. So I think I'll do that in the next one. So with all that being said, I appreciate you guys watching. I'm excited to show you some of the content I have lined up for 2025 because it is my next evolution. It's a little bit closer to where my career has been at the last couple of years. And I guess as I'm growing older, I just for so many years tried to help the younger me. And I feel like I've done everything and I've kind of fulfilled my purpose there. Not to say my content still isn't helpful to younger demographics. It's just, you know, and honestly, I kind of deserve to make content closer to what I want to make these days. And to be honest, what I want to make these days is closer to what I'm living. And yeah, I think that's fair enough. So with that being said, I appreciate you. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.